Psycho Klakabit na! Kwentuwang malaman at may basihan. Hindi puro chika lang, kasama si Che Belledo at Ton Clemente. Makinig, makijoin, mahook sa isang good habit. It's the Psycho Klakabit.
Oras na!
Magandang gabi po!
Welcome to
Psycho Clock Habit!
Yay!
Kumusta, Miss Che? Magandang gabi sa iyo.
Good evening, everyone.
Magandang gabi po sa lahat ng mga nakikinig sa atin ngayong gabi. High pa rin tayo sa ating first year anniversary celebration last week.
Oo, at continuation pa rin ito ng ating month-long celebration.
Actually, baka nga po kung maisipan namin, baka 3-month-long celebration. Depende kung gaano po yung happiness level namin talaga. After 1 year of Psycho Clock Habit, maraming salamat po sa lahat ng mga suporta. Pumunta last week, mga bumati sa atin, ating mga well-wishers.
At syempre kay Mr. Noel Cabangon, maraming salamat po. Ang dami niyo pong napasaya.
Sobrang dami niyo pong napasaya. At syempre, unang-una na po kami sa listahan dyan na sobrang ninyong napaligaya. Mr. Noel Cabangon, salamat po sa uulitin.
At siguradong mauulit pa. Nag-usap na tayo.
Sana hindi po kayo magsawa. At siguro po sa susunod, kumakapaghila po kayo ng artists. Ang aking pong personal request, Sara Jeronimo po.
Na birthday niya,
malapit na.
Alam
na
alam ni Tonton.
Tama, yan. July 25 po yan.
Okay. At syempre nagpapasalamat tayo sa lahat ng dumalo noong Huwebes.
Sobra, pwede
ba natin? Sa mga kaibigan natin, Ton.
True, pwede bang batiin lang natin very, very quickly? Mm-hmm. Nakalimutan nating pasalamatan on air si Jeff Agustin, tinulungan tayo for the posters.
At hindi lang yon, simula. Kasama natin si Mother Jeff.
True.
Siya po yung palaging nagsisitify ng ating mga kanta, no? Kung maaalala alam nyo, at naging special guest din po natin siya sa creativity topic natin.
At syempre yung lahat ng tumulong sa atin, sina Sir Jay Aka, Eric Manalasta, si Red Makalalad, Tin De Villa, at yung buong DZUP staff na tumulong sa atin doon. Especially yung ating mga kasama sa faculty.
Diba
sila Divine, si Summer, si Arlene, sila Prior.
Na nagpunta. Yung mga si SSP faculty
true,
na
si
nandun.
True, si Dean Mike Tan. Hindi na ako magkakamali. At yung mga org sa sumuporta sa atin.
UP Bukluran sa Sikolohiyang Pilipino at syempre ang UP Sikat.
UP Sikat, UP Pugad Psych andun
UP
din.
UP Pugad Psych,
Buklod CSSP, UP Likas.
UP Likas.
Ang dami talagang nagpunta.
Thank you. At syempre maraming salamat kay Red Makalalad. Kasama pa rin palagi natin.
Tama. At syempre lahat po ng mga bumati sa amin online, maraming salamat po. Pasensya na hindi namin kayo nabati kasi
At kung meron po kaming hindi nabanggit ngayong gabi na pasalamatan, pasensya na po pero month long ito sa sigurado. May pagkakataon po kaming pasalamatan kayo.
At para hindi po namin makalimutan, i-post nyo po sa Facebook now na. Batiin namin kayo on air, gagawin po namin yan. Why not?
Thank you so much for being with
thank
us.
Thank you so
for
much, Manila. Thank you so much, Manila.
Quezon City.
Wonderful tour.
Correct. Yes. At dahil yun nga po, no, salamat 1 year na tayo. At ito, umaarangkada na naman tayo sa susunod na isa pang taon. And hopefully more.
So ito, dahil isang taun na, gawa tayo ng something new, I think. No, let's shake things up a bit. No? Bakit hindi muna tayong magkumustahan?
Oo nga, bagong-bago ito.
Hindi nila to ine-expect. No? So, Miss Jay, kukumustahin muna
ano
kita.
Ano bang kumustahan? Hindi natin masyadong na-prep ito.
Hindi. No, kasi yung topic natin, may kinalaman to sa kumustahan natin sa'yo.
So sa akin? Ba't ako lang?
Ano sabi ko?
Kumustahan natin sa'yo, dapat natin.
Natin,
diba?
Sa'yo.
Ano yan?
Hindi, tanong ko lang naman sa'yo ngayong gabi
tanong mo sa akin ngayong gabi.
Anong opinion mo tukol sa mga foreigners?
Okay. Okay naman sila.
Yeah. Ano ba dapat? Would you like to qualify? Like, for example, what can you say about, you know, like, can you say about the foreign exchange?
Ayun.
Foreign exchange of ano.
Malaki pa rin yung sa kanila, maliit pa rin yung value nung sa atin. Hindi maganda.
Oo, malaki sa kanila, maliit pa rin sa atin. Nakakatuwa naman ano, ang value. Tama.
Foreign exchange
kasi ito. So ano naman na masasabi mo tungkol doon? Okay lang,
pumantay.
Comfortable ka.
Sino?
Bakit ka?
Uy, tawa na naman tayo ng tawa.
Ikaw lang, kasi affected po
hindi,
siya.
Hindi, kasi syempre, Okay lang po, sana may peace lang talaga. Oo. Pero Pilipino talaga.
Tsaka siguro yung mensahe natin sa mga foreigners, magmahalan po tayo.
Oo, tama yan.
Linawi natin yung mga boundaries. At talagang magmahalan tayo talaga. Yan ang gusto nating mangyari.
Sige, Don. Ikaw, ano masasabi mo naman sa ating foreign relations? Balita ko maganda ang mga relasyon mo sa mga Chinese. Kumusta naman ang Spratlys?
Ayun, pinag-aagawan pa rin.
Hindi nga.
Well, ako lang nag-aabala sa Spratlys ko eh. Parang, pag-abalahan niyo, pag-agawan niyo naman yung Spratlys.
Correct. Alagaan mo yan kasi yaman natin.
Hindi, ako secure naman ako sa mga ari-arian ko.
That's good.
Thankful ako sa mga resources.
At napaka-sensible talaga ng kumustahan natin.
Ang ganda. Kasi yung topic natin ngayong gabi na ito ay may kinalaman po talaga sa relasyon ng Pilipinas sa sa pandaigdigang.
Kind of.
Hindi, pero kayo po, ano pong opinion niyo sa mga foreigners? Baka po gusto niyo.
Pag sinabi, kasi minsan di nila gusto yung salitang foreigners doon.
Gusto nila? Mga banyaga? Ano pong masabi niyo sa
kolonisador?
Mga banyaga? Kolonisador? Ganyan? Mga mapang-api? Hindi,
di naman.
She loves them talaga.
Ano ka?
Dearly.
Hindi ko po alam kung saan nanggagaling si Tonton, ano, for the record. Pero, naman, may mga kaibigan tayo. At meron tayong mga kaibigan din na lumalabas naman ng Pilipinas. At kailangan sila doon, sila naman yung foreigner.
Tama.
Kasi very relative yung term na yun.
Kamusta nga ba maging Pinoy sa isang foreign land?
Diba?
Okay. So ito, kung siyempre, kung pwede pa usapin ito, OFW experience, tayo naman mga OFS experience. Na,
okay.
Diba? Overseas foreign students.
Filipino students.
Why not?
So doon sila naman yung foreigner. Ano kaya yung experience?
Tama. Kaya natutuwa tayo kasi pumayag sila pareho. At yung timing talaga, nag-align yung stars na pareho silang nandito.
Nagbabakasyon po sila.
Correct.
At mga babies po namin, ito'y papaliwanag namin later kung paano. Hindi po produkto ng pagmamahalan namin nito.
Ito yung bunga. Ang ganda ng bunga natin.
Pero may kanta tayo, Ton. Can you sing it for them?
Mamaya. Sabihin na lang muna natin yung title natin ngayong gabing ito. Hanapin ko pa yung key ko
Okay, practice ka muna.
Sige. Ang episode po natin ngayong gabi, episode 46 na tayo, Miss Che. Episode natin ay pinamagatan nating
Labas-Pasok.
Ay, pasok. Ako naman eh, labas-masok. Ano? Ikaw labas-pasok.
Either way, pareho lang naman yun.
Na
so, ulitin natin. Let's decide.
Let's decide. Anong gusto mo?
Sige, masok.
Sige.
Pa or ma? Ton, which do you prefer? Pa or ma?
Either way naman. Okay lang yan.
So, let's do ma.
So, ang episode title po natin ngayong gabi ay Labas-Masok.
Okay, ganda. So, Ton.
Oo.
Gusto mo ba yung lumalabas-masok?
New experience kasi yan eh. Gusto ko yung I want to... As an individual, gusto ko makaranas ng maraming bagay. So, if that's what it takes, paulit-ulit, okay sa akin, walang problema. Basta siguro yung malinaw lang yung terms.
Correct.
At saka yung may pang-aalaga at pang-aaruga involved. Kung pwede rin may pera.
Kasi sa ilang pagkakataon, yung labas-masok, mahal.
Kaya kung mabibigyan ako ng pagkakataon, gusto ko sana yung may perang kasama. Ikaw ba?
Ay, libre.
Ikaw ba?
Ano?
Gano'ng kadalas? Nag-iba yung tanong.
Pero sa totoo lang, madalang.
Ay, bakit?
Mahal.
Diyos ko, ano na ba ito pinag-uusapan natin ngayong gabi? Hindi, ipapakilala po natin ano yung ating mga bisita.
Ipakilala muna natin yung topic at bakit yun ang pinag-uusapan natin.
Ano ba?
Yun na nga. May kinalaman yung labas-masok sa paglabas masok sa bansa.
Oo, true.
Kasi mga bisita po natin ngayong gabi, minsan nasa labas, minsan
pasok.
Oo. At siguro pagbalik natin, no, ipapakilala natin yung ating mga special guests.
So habang inaantabayanan nyo po ang aming susunod na gap, baka gusto nyo po kaming i-follow on Twitter.
That's true.
Kasi may Twitter account ako, that's Poch Official, P-O-C-H Official. Sa Twitter po yan, at marami po kayong mga fun updates na makukuha mula sa amin. And of course, don't forget to like us on Facebook. May yes. Share and air kami. You might want to post your answers at babasahin namin yan sa pagbabalik ng Psycho Clock Habit. Halina at sumama na sa aming usapan. Halina at pakinggan ng aming magandang usapan. Halina at sumama na sa aming usapan. Halina at pakinggan ng aming magandang usapan.
My girl, oh my gosh, have you guys heard?
Oo nga, sabi nga ng teammates ko, sobrang cool daw nun eh. Stick.
Karapatan nga naman ng bawat mamamayan ang ma-expose sa iba't ibang klase ng media.
So, being your unspoken leader, I suggest na simulan na natin. Ready!
Game, bro.
Handa na!
Let's start. Be part of the hippest barkada to hit the airwaves. Tune in to Tropang Radio from 7 to 8pm daily.
Mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
A, B, A, B, A, B, A, B, A, B, A, B-B-O-O-A. Makakatulong ang dugo mo. Madaling magbigay, mag-donate na tayo.
Ang pag-donate ng dugo ay hindi lang makakasagip ng ibang buhay. Makakabuti rin ito sa iyong kalusugan.
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Kain na! Oops! Bago ka kumain, naghugas ka na ba ng kamay? Ugaliin ang paghuhugas ng kamay nang makaiwas sa sakit.
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Ang oras natin ay 17 minuto makalipas ang ika-6 ng gabi. Ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, Kapisanan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Psycho Clock Habit.
Masarap, ulit-ulitin. Labas-masok ka ba?
Yung mga bisita natin, sure tayo dyan na labas-masok sila sa bansa. Ipapakilala na natin, nagbabalik po ang Psycho Clock Habit. Ito pa rin po si Ton.
Si Che po.
At kung sakaling hindi nyo pa po kami fina-follow sa Twitter, hinahabol po namin si Ann Curtis, 1 million followers. That's Poch Official po sa Twitter. And
meron
of course,
almost 40. Kaya, Ann Curtis, humanda ka.
Humanda ka, watch out. You yes. know. Of course, Psycho Clock Habit sa Facebook po, available. Mm-hmm. Available pa rin. Parang CD. Available pa rin po. Please like us on Facebook.
Yes.
And later on, share and air. Huwag niyo pong kalimutan.
Number update lang sa Facebook, 1,779.
Hindi na masama.
Hindi na masama at hindi na rin umaakyat.
Ang tawag natin ay stability.
Plateau.
Yes. Okay
yes.
po.
Let's introduce our friends.
We love them both. Super, thank you so much super. For being here, you
first
two.
First time din nila mag-meet.
Oh,
kasi tuwing nagbabakasyon sila, hindi sila nagkakasabay.
Nag-aabot,
oo. So this time, nagkasabay sila.
Yes.
Okay, so first, let's introduce our, ano ba, bunso. Mas bunso ito, mm-hmm. no? Siya ay 21 years old.
Why not?
Fourth year na siya sa Georgetown University.
I'm sorry, Georgetown University Georgetown. In Washington, D.C. Yeah. Tama ba to?
Yes.
yes.
At ang kanyang mga research interests ay social psych, emotions, culture, religion. At kasalukuyan pong ginagawa niya yung thesis niya ngayon.
Correct.
Mamaya baka pwede niyang ikwento. Mm-hmm. No? At nasa US po siya since 2008. I believe ito yung nagsimula siyang mag-aral doon. Mm-hmm. No? At ang kanyang relationship status.
Sa mga interesado mo nakikinig sa atin.
It's complicated. Imbento lang. Single.
Yan. Okay. Ako, matatalino yung mga kasama natin.
Yes. Okay, Hansky. Isang tanong, isang sagot.
Hansky Santos po.
Uh-oh. Ay, sorry. Oo nga pala.
Yes. Kasama po natin si Hansky Santos. Hi ka muna, Hansky.
Hi.
Okay, sorry. Ang introduction sa niya kasi ay meron siyang tanong bago ko siya i-introduce.
Ay, sorry.
Something like, oo. Na like... madalas ka bang maglabas-pasok?
Uy, nakikinig magulang niya.
Ay, oh, sige. Pero you always...
Well, in fair... Well, every... Well, Christmas and summer.
Yes,
Christmas
so madalas.
And vacation.
Madalas na rin.
Oo.
Madalas
yun. Oo, tsaka at mag-seasonal. Okay, our next guest. He's 24 years old, an incoming MA student, at papasok po siya sa Claremont Graduate University. Pero natapos po siya ng kanyang psych undergrad sa University of California, San Diego. Okay? At nasa US na siya since 1999. Ang research interests niya, organizational psych, behavior, at saka evaluation.
Tama.
At ang relationship status niya, take note.
Mm.
Single din. Grabe.
Why not?
Oo, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. John Toledo.
John Toledo!
Hello po.
Okay, same question dyan. Labas ka ba? At pa, ano?
Anak ka ba sa labas? Ngayon mo na ma-reveal. Diyos ko kung ano yung sinasabi mo.
Labas masok ka rin ba?
Almost every year po.
Annually.
Hindi na masama.
Hindi na. Anong tawag sa mga punong gano'n? Sige, okay. Anyway.
Okay po, thank you. Maraming salamat ulit, John at Hansky, for being here. At makakwentuhan po natin sila. Kung may mga tanong po kayo kina John at Hansky, pwede nyo po yan i-post sa Facebook at babasahin namin para sa kanila.
Yes.
Para sa kanila? Tama ba?
Babasahin namin sa kanila.
Sa kanila.
Okay. So, tatanungin muna natin. Siguro maganda magkwento muna sila about yung motivations nila for going to the US to pursue your studies, no? So, kailan kayo nagsimulang mag-aral? Although nabanggit natin dito. Pero, more or less, kailan at paano kayo nagsimulang mag-aral sa Amerika?
Oh, Hansky, you go first.
I started in 2008 because my friend and I, we just applied to a few colleges in the United States just to have our bases covered in case any of them accepted. Because Georgetown accepted and they had a scholarship, so I was able to pay for college. So I saw the school. It was a good school. It was a good program. So I went.
Ah, so parang nag-ocular visit ka muna before you decided to study there. Mm-hmm. Why not? Mm-hmm. Oo nga naman, ano?
Was there a specific reason why you chose Georgetown?
Is it because
of George?
No, there was a presentation and there were people from Columbia, Princeton, and Georgetown who came to IS.
Okay, okay. Because
they gave this presentation to any student who wanted to watch it. And then Georgetown was very impressive.
Okay. Uh-oh. So, how about you, John? John Toledo.
Yeah.
Ako naman po, my whole family migrated to the US in 99. I didn't know what we were doing. I thought it was just a vacation. But it ended up to be a really long vacation. So I really had no choice. But yeah, I guess I just had to go to college. That's what my motivation was.
It
was expected.
Life script.
But why that particular school? Was there any special reason why you chose?
UC San Diego.
I basically applied to all the UCs in the entire state, except one, the newest one, Merced. But I chose San Diego mainly because that was the highest, next to the highest ranking that same. Accepted me.
Okay.
And it was really far from home, which was a
good thing.
Okay.
Alam na.
Parang gusto mo yung English, kaya yung okay. May accent.
Oh, wala kakahawa tong dalawa. So, ano yung... 16 years old.
Yes.
Sige, so, ano yung masasabi ninyo dun sa naging experience nyo?
Mm-hmm. Hansky.
So maybe, first let's start with being a Filipino in a...
Kinabahan ba kayo? Natakot? Ani una niyo
in an American school.
Nagarap pa kayo ng Filipino food, Filipino stores.
I first look for a Filipino friend, and I think one of no, it's one of my friends here told me that someone she knew was studying in Georgetown. So she gave me her contact information, and then I just said hello. And then so when I went to visit Georgetown, she got all the Filipino people in Georgetown, and they welcomed me. So,
wow, talaga!
Yeah, so I didn't feel very alienated. Like I knew That's from good. The start that there were people who were from the Philippines.
Mm-mm. So ano to mga nagpunta rin doon para mag-aral, or most of them live there.
Most
already?
Of them are Phil-Am, and then two of my friends moved from here and went to Washington.
Okay.
Malaki ba yung populasyon ng mga Phil-American students doon?
Not really. In Georgetown, I think there are around 6 who are directly from the Philippines, and then 15 or so who are Phil-Am.
Not bad, no?
Okay, si John.
When I moved there, of course, it was a culture shock since, you know, I was a kid. I was surrounded by Filipinos most of my childhood. And then I go to elementary school, everyone else was different from me. So, of course, at first there were some, you know, I just try to be friendly, try not to get in anyone's way or get in trouble. So, I mean, I lived in a city with very few Filipinos. I first immigrated to Riverside, California, which is mostly Latino, white, and blacks, so African Americans. So, coming into college was I barely had any Filipino friends, like one or two in high school, which weren't really friends, but they were acquaintances. But it wasn't until college.
Ibang tao.
Yeah, college. Because I was a Filipino immigrant. They were there, Filipino Americans born there. So of course, the first thing was the language barrier. English and my Filipino wasn't the greatest for them, you know. So they couldn't speak Tagalog, so I couldn't converse with them as well. But coming into college, everything kind of just fell into place. In San Diego was a naval base, it had a naval base, so there's a lot of Filipinos there. I think it's the biggest minority group, racial group there, it would be Filipinos. So coming into UC San Diego, it was very apparent that there were Filipinos there. So, and then there were people who speak Tagalog, and I was able to feel more at home in college than I was, you know, the first my high school and elementary school years there. So.
Importante pa rin, ano, yung in-group.
Yun. Actually, rapper ako ngayon kasi parang napapa-code switch din ako.
Tama.
Pero gusto ko lang itanong, kumusta naman, since we're talking about your experiences with fellow Filipinos and how it's good that you found your in-group there, pero kumusta naman yung treatment sa inyo ng mga non-Filipinos, particularly the Americans?
I think for me, it's okay. Like, I never really experienced anything out of the ordinary, and then I have a lot of friends who are not Filipino or Asian, and it might also just be Georgetown. Like, Georgetown is a very international relations focused school, so a lot of people they just speak lots of languages. They've been all over the world, so it's at least they've been more open to different people and different experiences.
Okay.
For me, UC San Diego is the least diverse UC campus. So it's majority of white. It's in a Republican part of California. So, I think I really didn't experience much of any like racism or anything like that. Like probably one or two instances where, you know, someone would give you a look, you know, why are you here? You don't really look like everybody else here, kind of thing. So I had a friend, she was African American, and you know, like, She's in San Diego, La Jolla, which is like the most Republican of all the cities in San Diego, and they gave her all a look when she walked into a restaurant because she was African American. So, I mean, like for Filipinos, you know, we're very friendly, so they don't really say a lot about they don't say a lot about me.
That's good. Too bad for the African American, but at least
kung bakit sinasabi nila yung parang hindi dahil hindi lang sila yung kakaiba. Meron ding ibang groups.
At saka hindi lahat. Ibig sabihin, kung depende rin kung nasaan ka, ano yung kung sino yung marami doon. Mm-mm. At nararanasan naman kahit naman sila kapag nandito.
Correct. Siyempre titingnan mo rin, 'di ba? Ikaw din titingnan mo rin.
Sige, meron tayong game ngayon.
Maya-maya na siguro kaya yung game. Ano sa tingin mo?
Hindi naman lahat. Hindi lahat.
Oh, sige, sige.
Meron pa tayong hindi napansin si Toto. Kasi talaga.
Snobbish!
Meron po tayong game, no? Isa po itong fun game.
Super fun game to. Mark, bigyan mo lang kami ng konting time.
Oo, correct.
1 minute.
Ito po ay sentence completion test. Pero hindi po talaga siya sentence. Ito po ay isang Pilipinong salawikain.
Ay, salawikain. In English?
Proverbs.
Proverbs. Uh-oh. Folk beliefs.
Mm. Oo, pwede. Kasi, na-summarize nga sila.
Correct.
Sa Proverbs. So, yung mga salawikain natin, no, na mga, sa Pilipinas, tingnan natin kung alam pa rin ng ating mga bisita.
Hindi, gawin natin para fun.
Okay. Okay.
Bab, hindi natin sasabihin yung i-reveal yung correct answer.
Hindi. Ah, correct.
Tapos baka yung gusto mag-post sa Facebook or sa Twitter.
Kung alam nyo po yung sagot o yung kadugtong.
Yung kadugtong, hulaan nyo po, i-post nyo rin po sa Facebook.
I-post nyo po. Tingnan natin kung alam nyo
din. Or sa Twitter. Okay.
Okay. Sige, pili kayo. Just pick one and then read and then complete the sentence.
Don't worry, walang tama o mali. Hindi, may tamang sagot.
May tamang sagot.
You will not be judged.
Correct.
Okay. Ready? Who wants to go first? Oh, Hansky.
Wag magbilang ng manok hanggat hindi napipisa ang...
Okay, so okay. Again, ulitin natin ha, sa mga nakikinig po. Wag magbilang ng itlo.
Manok. Ng manok.
Manok.
Ang daldal.
Sabi ko, itlog eh.
Okay naman.
Kasi naman.
Alam na po natin, ano, kung anong laman ng utak ni Tonton. Yung talaga, ang laman ng utak lumalabas sa bibig.
Yan po ay isang
salawikain. Ang laman ng utak ay lumalabas sa bibig.
Just for the benefit of our listeners, ang salawikain po ni Hansky noon ay huwag magbilang ng manok hanggat hindi napipisa
ang sagot po ay itlog. Nalaman ng utak ni Tonton na lumabas sa kanyang bibig.
Sorry.
Okay. Sige, maybe John first and then
okay. For me, Hansky. Mine is ang pili ng pili natatapat sa...
Ganda yan.
Mali. Ay, I don't know.
Okay.
Ang pili ng pili
ay natatapat sa mali.
Okay.
Oh, that's his answer. Okay.
Kung gusto niyo pong mag-contribute sa sagot dyan, sa salawikain na yan, post niyo po Facebook, Twitter, gamitin niyo po yung hashtag na Psych O'Clock Habit.
So, ang pili ng pili na natatapat sa blank, ano po yung sagot?
Okay.
Yung sagot po ni John ay...
Mali. Mali. Yes, sabihin mo rin yung tamang sagot. Isa ka rin eh. I-reveal po natin yung tamang sagot dyan sa pagbabalik ng Psych O'Clock Habit. Halina at sumama na sa aming usapan. Halina at pakinggan na nga magkinong usapan. Halina at sumama na sa aming usapan. Halina at pakinggan na nga magkinong usapan. Sabay-sabay patungo sa maulan na bayan. Halina at makinig ka na.
Kayo ba ay may mga tanong? May mga bagay na gustong malaman tungkol sa trabaho, pamilya, komunidad at kung ano-ano pa? Sa ganap na alas 12 ng tanghali, handang-handa na ang At Your Service. Tuwing Lunes, nariyan ang College of Home Economics para sa ekonomiyang pantahanan. Masayang talakayan para sa pagpapaunlad ng ating mga pamilya. Kung nais malaman ang inyong mga benepisyo at iba pang serbisyo sa mga empleyado, tutok na tuwing Martes sa Radyo Oble, Serbisyo sa Empleyado or Rose At Your Service dahil walang aberya kapag sapat ang kaalaman. Samahan ang ating mga librarians on air sa live radio sa araw ng Miyerkules. Tuturuan kang gumastos, magtipid at mamili sa programang Wise Spend tuwing Huwebes. At laging tandaan ang Sikhay Kilos tuwing Biyernes. Kapit bisig para sa kaunlaran, kapit bisig para sa kinabukasan. Sobrang saya at sigla kasama ang mga programa sa At Your Service, Lunes hanggang Biyernes. Kaya tara na sa matinong usapan para sa maunlad na bayan. That's DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Dude! Dude, chillax muna tayo sa labas.
Sure, dude. Ilang sticks ba yung dala mo?
Tatlong packs, man.
Woohoo!
Yeah!
Ayan, yan ang napapala ng adik sa paninigarilyo. At mas malala pa dyan ang pwedeng mangyari sa'yo. Huwag manigarilyo para magpaka-cool dahil hindi cool ang sunog na baga.
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Mataas na lagnat na tumatagal ng 2 hanggang 7 araw, pananakit ng kalamnan at kasukasuan, pagdurugo ng ilong, panghihina, pagsusuka at pagtatae. Ilan lamang ito sa mga sintomas ng dengue. Kamatayan ang hatid ng dengue kapag dito naagapan. Ipagbigay alam agad sa pinakamalapit na health center kung may pinaghihinala ang kaso ng dengue sa komunidad.
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Ayan, ang pili ng pili. Nilagay na ni Akat. Ang oras natin, sorry, ay 35 minuto makalipas ang 6 ng gabi. Ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, kapisan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Psycho Clock Habit.
Masarap ulit-ulitin.
Pili ka ba ng pili?
Oo, kung pili ka ng pili, sabi ni John, matatapat ka sa mali. Yun nga ba ang salawikain? Ano, nagbabalik po ang
Psycho Clock Habit.
Ito pa rin po si Ton.
Ching.
At kasama po natin si Hansky from Georgetown University.
At si John mula sa UCSD.
UCSD.
Okay, kanina may naiwan tayo si Hansky, hindi pa pala siya tapos.
Hansky, sorry. Nawala sa loob ko.
nasa labas ko.
Yes. Hansky.
Yeah.
Yung sa'yo, salawikain mo.
Ubus-ubus biyaya, maya-maya ay...
Ubus-ubus biyaya, maya-maya ay...
Anything.
Hindi ko alam talaga.
Hindi mo talaga alam.
Ubos-ubos biyaya, maya-maya ay tulog. Hindi ba?
Pwede, oo. Pero wala kang anything you'd like to add to that? Wala. O sige. As in, wala talaga siya idea.
Oo.
O sige, ako na lang.
Sige, ubos-ubos biyaya, maya-maya ay... Ako, meron pa ako isa.
Ah, sige.
Ubus-ubus biyaya. Because in English, when you say ubus-ubus biyaya, it's like, you know, nothing, the blessings. The blessings, like, they're all gone na.
Okay.
So, what do you do when you've, like, everything, all the blessings are gone? So, ubus-ubus biyaya, maya-maya ay nakabuka ka.
Sige, ang ganda. Ay, nako. Ang laman ng isip.
Yes. Ay, lumalabas sa bibig.
Bago
sa ipo natin.
Okay. Sige. So, pag-usapan natin ulit.
Sumamaya na natin i-review.
Ito, mamaya na kasi okay. May contest tayo. At saka marami pa pong salamikain dito. So, every now and then, tatanungin natin itong dalawa. Magkwento naman muna kayo doon sa experiences ninyo, doon sa pag-aaral ninyo sa ibang bansa bilang mga Pilipino. Maybe we can look at the similarities, differences.
Maganda ba talaga yung mga labs doon? Kasi di ba sa psych, importante yung brain, yung pag-aaral ng, di ba, yung mga MRI.
Correct. Or may language barrier ba? Meron bang mga, or yung mga, kunyari, cultural differences in terms of, ito, katulad nito, ano yung mga expressions na medyo nahirapan kayo noong una.
Ako curious ako, may Xerox machine ba doon? May Xerox ba kayo ng books? Kasi dito yung books sa Xerox.
At binibenta. O hindi.
Bawal mag-Xerox ng book.
Actually, pwede.
Minsan, yung mga articles.
May access ba kayo sa psych articles, EBSCO, doon sa mga journals?
Yeah.
Okay, definitely yon.
Yes.
Walang limitasyon doon.
Yeah.
Merong, magaganda ba yung mga laboratories sa psych department? Sa Georgetown or sa UC?
Sa amin, depende kung anong part ng psych. Sa amin, depende kung anong parte ng, kung anong department of psych, more of a subdivision ng psych.
Ah, talaga?
Kapag social ka, probably, most likely, dilapidated yung lab mo. Hindi naman dilapidated, pero the least funded because it's not the most scientific daw. Unlike na neuropsych, na kailangan nilang MRI scans, whatever.
So, merong MRI sa UC meron. San Diego? Okay.
Meron. Ako, I had experience working in a social psychology lab.
Mm-hmm.
Meron naman kaming parang nagtitake ng blood pressure while you're being experimented on.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so more, kasi nagtrabaho ko sa lab na nagtetest ng stress. So we had to take the bio, you know, the more of like, hindi ko alam yung term. Pero tinetest namin yung blood pressure niya while he was being, while the subject is being, ano, stressed.
Siguro very quickly lang, ano yung ibig sabihin ng participating in a social psychology lab? Kasi I think sa UP, hindi tayo masyadong maganyan eh. Tama, di ba? So anong ibig sabihin ng to be part of a lab or work in a lab? So you were in lab when you were there?
No, for me, I worked in a cultural psych lab. So I worked with two of my professor's projects. And then I was the one either doing the data collection. So I met with the participant, was the one who gave the test, briefed them, and ran the whole experiment. Or I was the one encoding. So I was the one who put all the data in the computer. So... And aside from that, I think we have weekly meetings, and so she explains everything about what the study's about. Mm. And so we sometimes have homework reading, so we just know more about what we're studying.
Wow, winner. So parang yung research ng profs nila, you're really part of the group. Parang ganyan yung idea, research group.
Yeah, it's like you're part of a research group.
Headed by your professors. Mm-hmm. That, ganda nun, no? Ganda ng concept. Yeah, oo. So, kumusta yung mga lab? So, yun yung idea ng lab. How is it working, studying there? Ano ba? Large classes?
It depends eh. Like you, I think a lot of the intro classes are around 70 to 80. Like,
wow!
It ranges from 40 to 80 students. Depends on what you get. For bigger classes like chemistry, I know that was over 100 na in my classroom. But upper level classes, at least in psych, they're what you call seminars, that it's just 10 or 12 of you, and you're in a round table with the professor. So usually the intro classes are bigger, then they get much smaller later on.
That's interesting.
I do have to point out a difference between my school and Hansky's school. Hansky's is a private school. Mine is a public school. So with me, introductory, like if you're a freshman coming in, you're going to have to compete with 300 other students in your introductory courses. And that's and this is only one professor. So if you try to be one of those people who want to be like more personal, be your best friends with your professor, it's highly unlikely because you'll be competing with however other many overachievers out there. So, I mean, yeah. So
na imagine ko lang na yung UCSD ay mas kapareho siguro UP. Ng UP, no? In terms of the program, at saka yung pag-manage ng students, at even dun sa mga labs, siguro yung very technical talaga yung term na lab, ang na-imagine talaga natin dito, parang four-walled na room.
True.
When in fact, it needs naman kailangan ganon.
Na mga aparatos.
Actually, nag-quote ako.
Oo, nag-quote ka talaga.
Nag-quote kasi. Kasi yun ang concept ng ibang tao eh.
Yes.
Na parang like, experiment, may mga lab coats talaga.
Mm-hmm.
So, yun ang parang feel na lang namin yung wish ng mga participants.
para magkaroon ng konting degree ng credibility.
Why not?
No, but generally, yung lab ang gamit natin dyan, hindi lang dahil nasa loob ng laboratorio, but really more as a research group na merong supervisor. Mm-hmm. No, so, pwedeng social psychological research at saka physiological research. Okay, so itong mga ganito experiences, maybe it's hard to compare kasi you haven't really experienced UP psych education system, no? So mahirap siguro i-compare, but from our perspective, I think dahil public school nga mas similar siguro yung sa atin, no? Sa UCSD. Pero sa tingin ninyo, ano yung naka-form or naka-shape nung inyong experience sa school, no, doon sa pagkilala o pagtingin ninyo sa mga Pilipino? Is there such a thing, no? Ano ba yung mga assumptions? Sabi, nag-aral kayo sa US, no? Ano ba yung mga naging, kunyari, eto, nag-aaral ako ng psychology sa US, no? Para saan ba yung particular na pag-aaral nyo na yon? Isip nyo ba na, ito, pwede ko itong magamit para maintindihan ko yung mga Pilipino later on? Naging conscious ba kayo dyan or hindi naman talaga?
Ako, for me, like, I other than my academics, I was also involved in extracurricular. So, orgs. I was involved in the Filipino org on campus, which was a very active org.
Okay.
And for me, like, I always wanted, like, for me studying, I always wanted to kind of put a little bit of my culture into what I'm studying. So like when I was in an undergrad, I wanted to become a social psychologist that emphasized on cultural, cross-cultural psychology. So I wanted more, because it's psychology in the States especially is more, it's Western. So it's a lot of studies there are basically representations of, you know, white population. And like there's no studies on minorities. So for me, I want to take, you know, give a little bit more representation with the minority community.
Hensky, you want to say something about that?
Yeah, so I think somewhat the same answer. Like I also joined the Filipino club on campus, and I've been very interested in cross-cultural studies. That's my thesis right now. I think what being Filipino, I always think about it whenever there's an opportunity to write any sort of paper or do anything in class. But the thing that made me really want to research about the Philippines is that I found it so difficult to research it in the first place. Like, we go through the books in the library, everything is from the 1980s. Just through you, I know there's research done in the Philippines, but I can't access it because it's all on paper and it's all in the Philippines. So I think that's what really inspired me to do more studies in the Philippines, was just to kind of put my own contribution and kind of bring it out there, because I never got as much access to it.
Nakakatuwa.
Nakakatuwa silang dalawa. In fairness, yung parang hindi ka nasisilaw na, ito na to, yakapin ko na to ng buong buo without really, you know, using this information to understand my culture, halimbawa.
At saka yung nakikita nila na kailangan ibalik ito, kailangan maintindihan mo yung sarili mong kultura kahit na nasa ibang bansa ka. I think it's time for another set of salawikain. Can you guys pick one again?
Okay. So one kayo po, subukan niyo po siyang hulaan sa Facebook, sa Twitter, Psycho Clock Habit, hashtag po.
Okay. Let's go. John? John first?
Mine is, habang maikli ang kumot, matutong...
Habang maikli ang kumot, matutong.
Hindi ko alam, matutong.
Kahit ano.
So can you understand the thought of it? So
if the blanket
is short.
Short.
Yeah.
Learn to.
Hindi, kahit sa Tagalog, John. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Matutong. Parang gusto kong matutong magnako ng ibang kumot.
Okay.
I love the proactivity.
Hindi humiram.
Magnakaw ng kumot. Naku, magandang mensahe sa mga kabataang Pilipino talaga. Pag maiksi ang kumot, matutong magnakaw ng ibang kumot.
Love it.
Winner, Hansky.
Ang taong walang kibo, walang nasa loob.
So, di get the thought. So, ang taong walang kibo, parang a person who has no, like, a kibo. sorry. Ano yun yung parang, who's not very
expressive?
Who's not, a person who's not very, you know, like, you know, what do you call this? Yeah. Like, when a kibo you, it's parang, you talk to me. A person who doesn't really talk much. Who doesn't say anything.
Kanyari, a quiet person.
A silent person. There's something in the inside. Nasa loob eh.
Nasa loob ang puso.
I love it!
Mabait!
Oh. Hindi mo nga naman miniwear ang heart mo sa yung sleeve.
Kasi
wala kang kibo. Wala kang kibo eh. You're quiet or silent.
Right.
So, yung puso mo nasa loob.
Tama.
Ang ganda. Meron pa ba tayong oras? Isa pa. Ang dami nito.
Hindi natin sasabihin yung tamang sagot.
Oo, bago mag-break. Oo, meron pa tayong 30 seconds ba to break? Okay.
Okay, Hansky.
Malakas ang bulong kaysa...
Ay, maganda yan. Malakas ang bulong kaysa... So, a whisper is louder than a carefree. Product placement yan,
ah.
A whisper is louder than a carefree.
Kasi okay lang.
Sa akin naman.
Wala pa rin naman kayong tamang sabi.
Ako ang nagbayo, ako ang nagsaing, saka ng malutoy.
Maluto ay?
Maluto ay
Blank na ba yun?
Blank.
Okay. Ako ang nagbayo, ako ang nagsaing, at nang maluto,
iba ang kumain.
I love it! Okay.
Tama!
And Hansky, can you supply anything?
At yun pa rin ba tayo dun sa mas malakas sa bulong, mas malakas ang bulong kaysa...
Bulong, alam mo yung bulong.
Oh, yung bulong. Oh, okay. Sa tawa.
Ah! I love it! Kaya yung sagot niya, mas malakas ang bulong
kaysa
sa tawa ni Tonton.
Ah, ganun. Ako lang. Yeah. Hindi, pero ang ganda lang. Isa yan sa mga favorite ko na salawi kayo.
Oo, mas malakas ang bulong
kaysa sigaw.
Kasi,
ay, sinabi ko. Hindi kasi gusto ko sabihin na favorite ko siya. Kasi ini-emphasize niya na mas malakas sa atin.
Okay, so wala na yung contest natin.
Ay, contest kasi ito eh. Kasi contest sa Twitter, guys.
Oh, sige, game. Paliwanag mo na bakit.
Hindi, favorite ko yun. Kasi diba sinasabi niya mas malakas yung cheese, yung bulong-bulungan.
Ah, okay.
Mas malakas siya kasi mas maraming naaabot yung bulong-bulungan na chismis. Kaysa yung i-announce mo lang public. Halimbawa, buntis si Ma'am Che. Kunwari, buntis si Ma'am Che! Isigaw mo lang. Kasi yung ibubulong mo sa, uy, alam mo ba si Ma'am Che buntis?
Ah.
Di mas malakas talaga ang bulong kesa sa sigaw.
Ah, meron din ako interpretation. Oo. No, kasi ngayon, gusto kitang sigawan. Pero I think, hindi na lang kita kikibuin. Oo. Di ba mas malakas yun kesa sa sumisigaw?
Tama. Kasi may kasabihan tayo talaga that action speak louder than words.
At ang taong walang kibo, nasa labas, nasa loob ang
puso. Why not?
Opo. Sige, so mag-break na muna tayo.
Opo, kasi gusto lang. Oo, mag-break muna kami.
Kasi gusto ko na rin magkalat ng chismis sa buntis po si Tonton. No?
Mag-break muna kami kasi magbabayo muna kami at magsasain kasi baka pag naluto, iba kumain eh.
Okay,
sana. Magbabalik po ang Psycho Clock Habit.
My girl, oh my gosh, have you guys heard?
Oo nga, sabi nga ng teammates ko, sobrang cool daw nun eh. Stick.
Karapatan nga naman ang bawat mamamayan ang ma-expose sa iba't ibang klase ng media.
So, being your unspoken leader, I suggest na simulan na natin. Ready!
Game, bro.
Handa na!
Let's start.
Be part of the hippest barkada to hit the airwaves. Tune in to Tropang Radio from 7 to 8pm daily.
Mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Will he love me when I lose weight? I have to look good to be noticed.
You can never be too thin.
I feel worthless!
Do you think I'm fat?
Don't ignore the signs. Help those with eating disorders.
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Illegal logging, oil spills, radioactive waste emissions, ozone layer depletion, severe floods, massive heat waves, tsunamis, drought, malnutrition, infectious diseases, extinction.
Don't wait for time to run out. Save our environment. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Ang oras natin ay 8 minuto bago mag-ikapito ng gabi. Ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, kapisan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Psycho Clock Habit.
Masarap, ulit-ulitin.
Ang taong walang kibo, nasa loob ang...
puso. Sabi ni Hansky kanina, nagbabalik po ang Psycho Clock Habit.
Che Villado po.
Tonton, kasama pa rin natin si Hansky from Georgetown University at si John from University of California, San Diego.
Okay, tuloy po natin ang ating kwentuhan. Tatanong lang namin, paano ba namin kayo nakilala?
Oh, baka naku-curious sila.
Oh, baka hindi na, tsaka hindi, malay nyo, hindi na namin naalala or baka iba yung interpretation namin sa interpretation nyo.
Paano po kayo dumating sa aming mga buhay and correct, we're glad that you came into our lives.
Talaga to?
Oo.
Sina?
Ano ba yan?
Strike to ka na eh.
Yes.
Ba't di ka makatingin ng diretso?
Yes, Hansky!
Pwede
ba yung sumagot
na yung Hansky? O, sige, si John muna.
MTRCB, sorry po.
KBP, we love you so much.
Yes, John.
Ako po, 2008-2009 yata, after graduating from undergrad, punta ko dito for a long vacation.
Yes.
So, parang, you know, 6 months na of no agenda. Kailangan kong maghanap ng something to do. So, nagpunta ako sa UP.
Tama.
Naglalakad-lakad lang, tapos napunta ako sa psych kasi yung kuya ko graduate siya ng psych sa UP. So sabi niya, punta ka ng psych. Sige, punta ako ng psych. So ano lang ako, wala, minding my own business, naghahanap. Tapos mayroong dalawang students naglumapit sa akin. Gumagawa sila ng experiment. So in-invite nila ako sa lab. And then from there, sabi ko, ano bang pwede kong gawin dito? And then they introduced me. They took me to their class from Ma'am Che.
Yes! May apparition, nakita niya ako.
Si Ma'am Che, yeah. Yes. So from the, and then from then on, yun na, ano na, happily ever after.
Oh, tingnan niyo naman po ang effect ko.
Kita mo, mga balik-balik talaga sila, di ba?
Balik-balik talaga. Nako, John, since then, sobrang love na natin si John. Uh-huh. At nag-participate po si John sa ilan sa mga pag-aaral natin.
Tama.
At more or less, ganun din yung kwento ni Hansky. Sige, pakinggan naman natin ang kwento ni Hansky.
So, 2008 to 2009, I finished first year. And so, that was summer of 2009 pala. And so, I had a long vacation and I didn't know what to do. So I just went to UP and Ateneo. UP, I just walked into the faculty room. I'm a student, I'm on vacation. So I can be research assistant all around Alalay, kahit ano. and then they led me to the junior psych lounge where it was Sir Ton, Ma'am Che, Sir Eric, Sir Jay. And then I started working for them. And then apparently...
With them, Hansky, with them.
With them. Tama. Kasi John left... apparently, John left 2 days before I arrived.
Oh, tingnan nyo naman ang pagkakataon. Grabe,
serendipity, ano. It's really... this is really destiny.
Talaga?
Oo.
Talaga?
Oo. Yes!
Ay, salamat. Nakakatuwa. Pero ito lang po yung isang halimbawa ng mga estudyante na napagdaan lang, nautusan.
Nautusan ang magulang.
Napadaan lang po sa lounge. Ay, ito in code mo.
Hindi, alam mo kung bakit natin sila love? Yes. Kasi nagpunta sila sa department at sila yung nagtanong sa atin, lumapit.
Exactly.
Meron po ba kaming pwedeng maitulong dito?
Actually, oo. Kasi... kadalasan po may mga kanya-kanya tayong research or sometimes group research na kailangan talaga natin ng tulong. Kahit isang tao lang din na magbabounce off lang ideas with us. No? At natuwa kami na itong dalawang batang ito, well, mga binata na sila ngayon, sobrang willing to be a part of our group.
Yung iba lumalapit lang sa atin, umiingan ng pre-rog, ganyan, papapirma, tapos iiwan ka na parang basahan. Pero sila hindi.
Damagdama ko yung sakit nato.
Oo, ayokong iiwan.
Pero I'm sure yung mga Filipino students din natin, mga Filipino pa lang. may non-Filipino.
Yes! Nasa California ka?
Yung mga estudyante din natin, I'm sure gusto rin nila yun. Kaya lang minsan dahil estudyante natin sila, nahihiya pa. Pero kung may pagkakataon, come on, work with us.
Yeah, we love you so much, Hansky and John. Siguro very quickly na lang, gusto mo na, do you want to do this?
Last or, na lang which nito, one? And then we say goodbye.
No, but I thought, may pa tayong tatanong sa kanila muna bago yan. Hindi, yung muna, like, halimbawa, siguro just para maibalik lang natin sa pinag-usap natin kanina. Very quickly, sa mga nakikinig sa atin na interesado to do studies abroad, di ba?
Yun nga yung goodbye na.
Yun nga yung goodbye eh. Oh,
sige, okay.
Mamaya na yun.
Sige, anything?
Sorry, anything that you'd like to... advice? Mayroon ba kayong gustong sabihin? Ano yung dapat nilang malaman? Kung interested sa whether MA
kunyari ako gusto ko mag-aral abroad, no?
Exchange
what is it
program
that I need to remember or to do ganyan, meron bang mga tips?
If you're studying either college or grad school abroad, just start early. A lot of schools that start in June, July, August, their deadlines are often in December, and then you should have already taken your test, you should have been applying, you should already know where you want to go. So usually it's a year-long process.
And does it cost much to apply? To apply,
it does. Like, especially if you apply to a lot of schools. So, yun, admittedly.
Average lang for one school, how much would you spend just to apply?
SATs or GREs cost about $150, $100, $200. And then an application per school will cost around 60.
60.
Yeah. So it's hard.
When I roughly applied, $300.
Yeah, kasi when I applied for university, I just applied to two. I know lots of other people, they apply for 10. Okay. And you have to pay for each.
For each application.
Each application.
Okay, pang GRE naman po para sa lahat yon. So, yung specific lang sa schools, mga $60. Yes, John?
Ako na, advice ko, if you're planning to go anywhere abroad, do your research and, you know, plan. And don't be scared to take chances, especially if you know, you're gonna leave people behind. I think they wouldn't mind if you, you know, take your own course and your own journey. Mm-hmm. And then just don't forget to come back, like us. You come back and visit.
Thank you
and
so
share,
much.
And share the knowledge.
Thank you so much.
Oo. Salamat. Yun naman po yung gusto naming mensahe na iwan. Oo. Sa lahat ng nag-aaral sa ibang bansa, sana po, matandaan na bumalik. Mm-hmm. At magsilbi sa ating bayan pa rin.
Tama. Or ma-realize na yung mga aralin doon. Mm-hmm. Kasi okay din yung experience, aminin natin yan, di ba? Na find ways na ma-incorporate yung Filipino culture doon sa mga inaaral nila. Kagaya ng ginagawa nila Hansky at John T. Why not?
Kung wala man doon, at least dito, pwedeng hanapin.
Tama. Ang gandang salawik kay Inon. Kung wala man doon, at least dito, hanapin. And with that, no, for more hanapin, nag-arrive mo Janet Rigindin. Gusto lang natin batian. First time doon yung makinig sa atin. Si
Janet. Salamat,
Janet. Hello, Janet. We love you so much.
Okay, mga sagot to. And I'm sure nag-aabang na yung ating mga milyong-milyong
tagpapinig. Oo, very quickly lang po. Ano nga yung mga binanggit natin kanina?
Oo, ito. Yung habang maikli ang kumot, matutong
mamaluktot.
Galing, galing nito. Ang taong walang kibo, nasa loob ang
kulo.
Kulo. Ano pa yung isa?
At saka yung iba pa, ito-tweet na lang namin sa inyo yan. Sundan nyo kami, Poch
Mas
Official.
Mas malakas ang bulong kesa sa
sigaw.
Sigaw. At tama yung sagot ni John. Ako nagbayo, ako nagsaing at nang maluto, iba ang
kumain.
Tama. Okay, maraming salamat po sa pakikinig.
We love you so much. Poch Official, Twitter, Psycho Clock Habit, Facebook. Ito po si Ton.
Ito po si Chase.
Maraming salamat sa pakikinig. Hansky, John, hello po sa lahat.
Good night.
Good night.
O, paano? Sa Webes ulit?
Alas 6 hanggang alas 7 ng gabi.
Dito sa Radio School ng DZUP,
Psycho Clock Habit.
Masarap ulit-ulitin.
Tropang Radyo is up next!
Memorize ko na.